You're on 5MU. It's World Mental Health Day today. It's an international day for global mental health education, awareness and advocacy against social stigmas surrounding mental illness ahead of some first aid training sessions at Monarto Safari Park next week. In fact, mental health first aid training sessions. Wellbeing coach and lived experience advisor Susie Evans from Kaizen Business Support joins us for a chat. Hi there, Susie.
Hi, Jenny.
Yeah, mental health first aid. It's something that I've only really recently become aware of. Tell us more about it. How does it compare to, you know, say CPR and wrapping slings?
Yeah, no, thank you. It is. A lot of people are a bit fearful of mental health first aid training because I think, especially in the workplace, they feel that if managers would have suggested they do it, they may have a mental health problem, whereas it's not that at all. Mental health first aid training is exactly like your physical first aid training. So it gives you some tools and resources to be able to aid someone who you may suspect may be struggling with a mental first aid problem, mental health problem.
Yeah, right. So that could be, you know, depression or anxiety or...
Yes, it covers anxiety, depression, suicide, psychosis, alcohol, drugs, gambling. So it's sort of like the holistic, the whole 360 approach to it.
And what are some of the things that you take your participants through on a session like that?
Yeah, so I'm actually a certified trainer with Mental Health Australia in their standard mental health first aid training course, which is 2 days, and we cover all the things I just said before with your mental health issues, so your anxiety, depression, alcohol, drugs, psychosis, and it's a set program, but I've also liked to bring in the positive psychology aspect of it. I've done my diploma in positive psychology and I really feel that, and personally I've benefited from this, is understanding what our emotions are. So a lot of people feel that it's not right to feel angry or sad or down. And so positive psychology is not about being happy all the time. It's about that when we do feel angry, sad or down, that we actually know how to handle it and how to manage our behaviour to those emotions.
I'm sure it's much better to do a course for a couple of days or study it more deeply, but can you give any suggestions for those who are maybe really angry or grieving, if there's any steps they can take?
Yeah, sure. And I feel that often men in our society get a bit of a raw deal because of some bad behaviour from some men. Not all men that get angry behave that way. So, you know, feeling angry at your husband or wife or they push your buttons is actually normal. It's normal to feel that way. But do you get violent with them or how you behave? No, you don't. So it's understanding what's happening in your brain and why you're feeling that way, and then you can manage your behaviour better. So emotions themselves are not good or bad, but how we react or behave to them, that's deemed good or bad. So I think, again, recapping, understanding what's happening can help us manage and put things in place, which helps us better.
Absolutely. So taking a bit of a bird's eye view of your life and thinking more logically, maybe taking some deep breaths might help a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all, you know, Jenny, we all have days where we feel anxious if we're going, you know, for a new job or at school, you know, a new teacher, or we've got a test or something coming up. So we all experience anxiety and we get a little bit down some days and we can have really bad days and weeks. And that's natural. That's actually normal. It's when those behaviours go on and are more every day, all day and continue on for weeks, that's when it becomes a mental health issue. So I try and educate people of what's happening, and then they can perhaps understand that maybe they get some help, access the resource before it actually becomes a mental health issue, if that makes sense.
Yeah. With us at the moment is Susie Evans. She's a wellbeing coach ahead of a couple of sessions at Monarto Safari Park next week. I'll give you the details for those in a moment. How did you get into the mental health field, Susie?
Somewhere journey I never thought I would be doing, but sadly, just over 4.5 years ago, I sadly lost my son, who was 29, to suicide, and it was just a few months short of his 30th birthday. And a friend a few months later suggested I do my diploma in positive psychology and wellbeing. I've enrolled and I just wasn't ready. My grief was too raw. And then during COVID, the course became available online, and so I could do it in my safety of my own home. I've benefited from it. And as we've talked before, don't get me wrong, I have some bad days still, but understanding how my brain basics work and what happens and what triggers me has helped me cope with the grief and manage my emotions a lot better. I then led through another colleague who put me in contact with the Mental Health First Aid Australia, and I became a certified trainer with them. And there's huge issues with mental health and suicide prevention. However, I just really believe that education is key. And, you know, there's so many layers to it and to mental health. But I just believe if it's like cleaning a room, a bedroom or a messy house, you've just got to start in one corner and keep going. Mm-hmm. So I believe as a starting point, you know, if we actually just understand the basics of our brain and understanding that our emotions are all valid and how we can learn to manage them, I think, you know, is a good start to our own better mental health or mental fitness, I prefer to say.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant because, you know, grief never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about your son. That just must
be. Thank you.
Yeah, really awful. Yeah. Having the capacity to take an empowering step to do something for yourself to build resilience is a great thing to do, I think.
Absolutely. And I bring that into the mental health first aid training, just some brain basics. And I actually have a program I've written myself called Workbench for the Mind, which is basically, best way to describe it is probably like a female's handbag. You sort of tip it upside down, empty it out. Yeah, I know. discard all the faded receipts, the tissues, the things like that, and then put it all back into what we need. So laying it all out on your own workbench and just doing a declutter of your mind and putting those tools back in place so that when life, again, as I said before, being positive, positive psychology is not about being positive all the time, as we know, and I'm sure you do too, Jenny, that life just doesn't work that way. Mm. So, but when life throws us curveballs or, you know, we get blindsided, that we then have the tools to lean into those emotions and then to dust ourselves off and pick ourselves up and move forward. And our brain is amazing. Years ago, we believed that our brain, once damage or something was set in there, that was done. But it's actually like plasticine. It can be moulded and we can change it. It's a muscle. It's no different to you, you know, going for a walk in the morning. You know, if you want to do a marathon, you don't just go out and start running. You've got to baby steps, you walk, you build your muscle up. Your brain's a muscle, so it should be exercised properly, and then it can be, you know, fitter for us and we benefit from it.
So next week, Tuesday the 18th, Wednesday the 19th of October, it's a two-day training for one group, right? So tell us about this and how people can book.
Yeah, so they can contact me direct. My mobile is 0400 766 766, and my website is kaysandb.com, or you can just Google SusieEvans.com and it will take you there. It's a two-day course. So it's 12 hours. At the end of the 2 days, you will then can go online and do a brief multiple choice questionnaire, and you then become a certified mental health first aider. So like most workplaces have a physical first aid person that they go to, this will then ensure that you're appropriate in your workplace, that other staff members and that can come to you if they're struggling. So I really implore most businesses or workplaces to, you know, support their employees to attend if they can. It's $480 for the 2 days. It includes a mental health first aid workbook, a light lunch is provided, and you'll walk away with, being a registered mental health first aider.
Great. Oh, well, it sounds brilliant. I'll just give that number again, 0400 766 766.
That's correct.
Yep. And of course, Lifeline, if you need some support, 13 11 14, whether it's for you or a friend, a loved one.
Can I just on that, Jenny? Lifeline is a very amazing. They're a brilliant all brilliant services out there, and there are so many, and all the awareness and the groups that are doing it is fantastic. But Lifeline, I live in a small rural community, and I myself, my son, we thought that that was someone that was, you know, literally was about to take their life. It's not. It is a 24-hour counselling service. They are amazing support. So, you know, and a lot of rural people, or if they're on prepaid mobiles, you can ring from a landline or anywhere, and you could, can't sleep at 3 a.m, you can just pick up the phone and ring it, and you've got someone to chat to. Mm-hmm. And it's totally anonymous. They can't call you back, whatever, but they're there and they will guide you. And I cannot recommend them enough. They're a really brilliant service.
Thank you so much for your time today, Susie Evans.
Thank you so much for having me, Jenny. You have a good day.